Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, with the coronavirus vaccines becoming more available, some companies are offering incentives for their workers to actually take the vaccine. Trader Joe's is one of the latest businesses to offer an incentive for their workers to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Recently, the grocery chain said it will give their employees 2 hours of pay per dose for getting the vaccine, and will also shift employee schedules to make sure that their staff has the time to get vaccinated. And Trader Joe's isn't the only company to announce these types of incentives. The online grocery delivery company Instacart announced last week they will begin paying its workers $25 to offset them taking the time to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Instacart has about 500,000 workers that shop to fill and deliver orders from more than 40,000 stores across the country. They said they will begin giving the vaccine support stipend on February 1st to their eligible workers as vaccines become more widely rolled out in the US and in Canada. And finally, Dollar General, a retail chain that operates nearly 17,000 stores in 46 states, said last week it will give their employees the equivalent of 4 hours of pay if they get the vaccine. And they said their salaried employees would get additional hours pay to make up for time away from work. Dollar General said in a statement that the extra pay is intended to compensate employees for the travel time, the mileage, maybe childcare expenses that employees would incur to get the vaccine. The company stated, "We do not want our employees to have to choose between receiving a vaccine or coming to work." It will be interesting to see if more employers follow these examples and incent employees to get the vaccine instead of actually mandating that they get the vaccine that recently the EEOC said they could do if they wanted to. We'll keep following the return to work stories on the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. That's it for the show today. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.